I've lived through quite a few elections now in the United States. And I noticed that this particular one, people were, I think it was out of fear, but people were very short with each other. And so what happened was, for the greater good of democracy, as was intended in the United States, was everybody had a voice, everybody had the freedom of speech, everybody had the freedom to live in with no fear and to practice what they believe in. I think people thought that with either candidate, if you were on the opposite side of who won, that you were going to lose all that. But for me, I ended up going, who I voted for was really an internal conviction, because I didn't feel that either candidate really was somebody that I would like to sit down and spend my valuable time just listening to, because I think that both of them had things that the opposite side would feel very strongly about. So I had to really dissect it down to what I felt was in line with my core conservative Niuean Pacific Island roots, which at the base of that is traditional family, core family beliefs, core family values, and how can we preserve that and go into the future? I have a 1-year-old granddaughter. How can we go into the future with hope